thank you so much. That moved me. Thank you. Thank you. The new generation. Isn't that exciting? Young people to love Jesus. Young people getting baptized. Baby dedications. Man, my heart is filled with gratitude to God. Thankfulness. It's good to be here. You know, one of the ways we show gratitude and thanks to God is our worship. You know, and in our scripture, if our response of reading scripture is Psalms 100. If you want to take your Bible, you can turn there, be on the screen. But it starts off there in Psalms 100. Make a joyful, what does it say? A joyful shout. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Now, I know I have some sports fans. Any sports fans? Come on, can you admit that? And I know this is true. Any Giant fans? Do I have any Giant fans? Oh, no. Hey, I just know there's some Giant fans here, okay? Because I was running into a lot of them here, and it was exciting. The World Series this year and what was going on, and I just want you to know, if you were a Giants fan, it was very exciting. If you were anybody else, it wasn't. I see some shaking of the heads, but for us Giant fans, it was very exciting. And when you think about the games of the World Series, when you saw those home runs, so you saw the strikeout pitch, was there any joy or exuberance, any excitement, any shouting, any raising of the hands over some of these things that we saw? It's a natural response, isn't it? Well, I just think it's okay to get excited and shout for joy over a team and those kind of things. I think it's okay, but how much more important it is and how much more exciting it is that we can worship our God, that we can shout for joy to the God that's done everything for us. Everything. The psalmist says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. When is the last time you shouted to the Lord your God? See, some of you are getting uncomfortable just even thinking of that. Yet the Bible says, shout to the Lord. In the Hebrew mind, this is not an irrational, irreverent, explosive outburst. This is an eruption of emotion that spills out from the heart of love and devotion for God. It's like this heart that can't help themselves. They have to express themselves to their God for what He has done. By the way, in this passage, there are six commands. This is a command, by the way, from God. In the Hebrew language, there are six commands. The first command is that you shout joyfully to the Lord your God. Now, you find it all the way through the Psalms and other places in Scriptures. In Psalm 65:13, it says, the meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Psalms 98:4, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Verse 6, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Isaiah 49:13, shout for joy, O heavens. Rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains. Isn't it amazing? All of creation. All of creation. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Everyone, all creation. It's like a concert of sound before our God that we send up. When we come together today, we are here on Thanksgiving Sabbath, and we are here to shout joyfully, to praise God for how good He has been in our life. Has God been good to you in your life? Praise the Lord. Have you tried that? I'm going to give you an example. We're going to try this right now, okay? I know your heart is full of praise, but can we shout joyfully for what God has done in Antonio's life? Okay, can we shout joyfully that God has changed Allie's life and now she's working for God? Can we shout joyfully for a beautiful little baby that was dedicated to God to serve God? Can we praise the Lord that we are part of a church family that loves God? We can just praise Him and shout for joy. It comes from within. It comes from the heart. And then it also is the next command. The second command is, it says, serve the Lord with what? Serve the Lord with gladness. A healthy sign of a grateful heart is service. It's not serving. It's not this kind of service that we're whining and complaining that we have to serve. Oh, boy, I just don't want to do this anymore. It comes from this experience with God. And so we serve the Lord with gladness. When we are out serving other people and giving of ourselves to others, we are actually serving the Lord. I'm so thankful for the example of Jesus. Jesus came to serve us and finally died on a cross. When we go out and serve and give to others, even when we don't feel like it, when we don't want to do it, when we do it, it is to express our gladness and our love to God. We do it for the Lord. Romans 12, 1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual service of worship or act of worship. Serving the Lord is a form of worship. So when we're out there helping people, giving of ourselves to others, it's a form of worshiping God. It's a way we say, thank you, God, for the way you served me and given to me. Man, I love it when I see people serving God, don't you? And when I'm down there, the Salvation Army, I love this. Vern has been organizing, putting this together, but it's been exciting. And there's like 25, 30 of us down there making meal and serving, sharing, praying with people. It's just been awesome. This is an opportunity to go out and make a difference. I love what Jeannie Barker and their group, their small group, what they've done, all the baskets that they're putting together. The Main Street Ministry, they served 55 people this week with some of your donations. Praise the Lord for that. I love the spontaneous ministries that just kind of happen because the Spirit of God is working in the life. In other words, you just feel impressed to make a phone call to a brother that's not in church. You feel impressed to go out and visit somebody you know is not here and you know they're struggling. You go out and you share a little bit, you serve. See, that's what's happening. That is a spontaneous heart that is filled with gladness. And we serve the Lord that way. So the first command is come and worship and praise the Lord with shouts of joy. The second command is worship and praise by serving the Lord with gladness. The third command is come before him with joyful songs. Folks, are you seeing something in this song? Notice it's shouts of what? Joy. We serve the Lord with gladness. And we sing songs with joy. I love it. When I saw you guys singing, I could tell it was with joy. I love to see, when I saw those little kids, there's still joy. I mean, it's just joy. You know, as a little child, remember when you just loved to sing and praise the Lord? There is joy. There is joy. When you come to the body of Christ and we come to worship, there should be joy in the family of God. Amen? Amen? There should be some smiles on your faces, some of you frowning. We're talking about joy here. The joy of the Lord. Oh, man, it's such a privilege to worship together. I love spontaneous. You know, by the way, and I'm learning this from my brother William, there is melody in the heart. When I have a melody, a song in my heart, and I spontaneously sing throughout the day or the week, I know that I'm close to God. Do you guys have any thermometer gauges like that? That you're just walking along, all of a sudden you're singing a praise song or singing a hymn or something just comes to your mind and you're singing. Amazing Grace, the chains are gone. I mean, does that ever come just to your mind? Your thoughts and so on. It's an example of spontaneous. Now, I'm sorry, but we have two horses. Did you know that? Nobody knew that. Anyway, my girl, by the way, she loves her horse. His name's Vinny. And Vinny, and I've noticed something about Kiana. Wherever she's out there, she's feeding Vinny. She's scooping poop for Vinny. She's doing all those kind of things. And I know she's always singing. She's singing. And I'm listening to my girl, and I watch her, and she's on her horse, she's singing, and I'm saying to myself, man, that's the way I want to be with my Heavenly Father. That's the way I want to just express, always be singing joy in my heart. as I go from day to day, just living in the abundance of God's grace and His mercy for me. We sing with joyful singing, whether it's hymns or praise songs or country or classical music, we do it to exalt, praise, honor our God. And we always, always do it with joy. Verse 3, it says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Notice that this call is to know the Lord. This is the key of the whole thing. Do we really believe and know that the God that we serve is the God of heaven and earth? The Hebrew word here for know is yada. And it means this personal, intimate, experiential knowledge of God, not just the superficial recognition or this theology about God. It's knowing Him personally. It's this personal knowledge that Yahweh, God alone, is the sovereign God of all. Our God we serve is not just the ruler of the universe, just somebody that has dominion of all the galaxies. He is sovereign and He is King. And guess what? He is King of my life. And if you've given your life to Jesus, He is King of your life. And He wants to be sovereign for you. Folks, when you decide and you believe in that God and you've made that decision in your life to serve God like that, and you believe that He is God and He sits on the throne of the universe, that He made us and redeemed us, then it gives us that unshakable faith and trust in our lives, in any circumstance, any situation. Why? Because He's sovereign. What are you going through right now? Some of you are struggling. Just know He's on the throne. He is sovereign. And so know that the Lord is God. He is God. And He is the one that made us. Oh, today, our God's here by His Spirit. We're here in the presence of the Almighty God. It's amazing as He runs the universe and the hundreds of billions of galaxies that He would take time to listen to faulty, frail, sinful people like us. But we worship and He listens and hears our heart. And our worship that just kind of it comes from our heart. That just kind of bubbles out because He is the one who has made us. He is our Creator. Psalms 95:6 says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our what? Maker. He is the one we worship because He is our Creator. He is God. He is our Redeemer. Psalm 71:23, my lips shall shout for joy when I sing praise to You, I whom You have redeemed. We worship God because He is our Maker, our Redeemer. See, we've heard that so much that sometimes we don't take that in. But that's why we come. That's why we're here. We're not here to hear good singing and songs and hopefully the preacher does okay. We are here to worship our God. Amen. The one who gave everything for us, the one who knew us before we were born, and still He created us. That's the shocking part. And He loves us. That's why we worship God. That's why we come. And it says, we are His sheep. He is our shepherd. Psalms 79:13. Then we, Your people, the sheep of Your pastures, will praise You forever. From generation to generation, we will recount Your praises. Psalms 95:7. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pastures, the flock under His care. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And then verse 4, enter His gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into His courts with? Praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. When we come before God, we come how? Discouragement. Depression. No, we come with thanksgiving and praise. Do we feel like that all the time? No, we don't feel like that all the time. Life is tough. It's not easy for any of us. It's difficult, sometimes hard to get up in the morning just to deal with life. But when we come before his presence, we come with thanksgiving. We come before him with praise on our lips. Is there thanksgiving? Is it on your lips? Do you constantly thank God for the good and the bad, knowing that he is sovereign and he is on the throne? And so we think. It's a hard thing. You know, a lot of times we wake up and we wake up in the morning and, you know, life is dark and we don't feel like facing the day. And so we get up and we just go, oh, I got to go to work today and I got to deal with life today and things are so hard and I got aches and pains and all this going on in my body. And you know what I'm saying? And boy, it's so easy to go to the negative. But I found something. When you wake up and you open your eyes, you thank him. You praise him for a new day. You get up, thank you. You know, best thing to do, I love to do, is go out under the stars. Anybody go out under the stars in the morning? Few of you. I go out in the stars. I talk to God. I love to just praise him. Thank him for who he is. Get in the habit. Don't go to the negative. Get in the habit. The devil will hate it. Because in the morning, the first thing he tries to do is try to bring darkness and a cloud over your life so you can't see anything good, only negative. Praise him. Thank him. And all of that will lift. The cloud will disappear. And all that joy will just fill your heart. Isn't it interesting, the command? He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. And then it's the command, be thankful to him. It's a command. So it's not that we feel like it. It's a command of God to be thankful in every situation. And then it says, we call and we worship God. Be thankful and praise his name, or bless his name. Psalms 99, 2-3, the Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above the people. Let them praise thy great and awesome name. Holy is he. Psalms 135, verse 1-3, praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for he is lovely. Isn't that why we're here? Praise the holy, awesome, incredible, mighty name of God. Verse 5 says, the Lord is good. This is the reason. All the commands to come before him with singing and praise and to know God, all this. And then verse 5, for the Lord is what? The Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generation, or his faithfulness to all generation. All true worship is an acknowledgement of the goodness of God. That's worship from the heart. It flows from this abundance of love that we have for God, this appreciation that we have for all that God has done for us just because of Jesus. Just because of him. He is good. I'm so glad our God isn't this tyrant up there, this irritated tyrant, looking for reason to smash our lives, to squelch our happiness and our joy. This celestial bully with a club. You ever feel like that? He's got a club. That's not the God we serve. That's not the God we serve. He is good. He is good, and maybe you've had a tough year. Maybe it's been hard. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Lois brought that out. Maybe you're here today without a loved one. I've lost a stepbrother, 54 years old, died November 29 last year. First Thanksgiving without my stepbrothers, always there every year for 25, 30 years. Lost a father this year. Some of you know what it's like to lose people. It is tough. It is hard. It is not easy. But through it all, I know that my God is good. And he's got the whole world. He's got my life and the whole world in his hands. And I can trust him. And I can say today, I know without a doubt, my God is a good God. It goes on, God is good, and his love or his mercy endures for how long? Forever. His love endures forever. It's not conditional. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. I don't care how you feel. Nothing could separate you from your God. That love was demonstrated on the cross when he died for you. And the story of God's love for me never, ever gets old for me. I can hear the story of God's love. I can hear it every moment, every day. There's nothing like the love of God. And so God is good. His love and mercy endures forever. And then it says his truthfulness or faithfulness continues through all generations. He is faithful. Let me ask you, has God been faithful to you? Has God been a good God to you? Has he shown his love and mercy to you this year? Folks, we all sit here because our God has been faithful. He's been good. He's been merciful and loving. And that's why we're here today. And as I want you to just think about your life, as you think about this psalm, I hope you'll go read it every morning this week. Go read it. Put yourself in that psalm. It's only just 6 verses long. Put yourself there. Make it real. Start getting the habits of following the commands of worship, to sing joyfully, to praise his name. You know, all these different, the incredible commands that he's given. And what will happen? You'll get your focus off of you and your little world and all the problems, and all of a sudden your focus will go to our God. And guess what? We can get through this world with God. And we can have joy in the journey. Do you have joy today? Are you barely surviving your Christian walk? You're here. You know you don't have joy. It's time to go back, follow the commands, and joy will come back into your life again. I'm learning. I'm a slow learner. Anybody like me? I'm a slow learner. I got to be reminded over and over again, but on this Sabbath, I want to acknowledge my God. This Sabbath, I want to show my gratitude, my thanksgiving to my God on this Thanksgiving Sabbath. Amen. And I want to learn what it means to shout joyfully to my God, to serve the Lord with gladness, to sing joyfully to the Lord, to give him thanks in all circumstances, to praise his holy name, to know God, that there is no other God, that he's eternal, and he's my creator, my redeemer. And I can trust him. He is my shepherd. Ah, see, I know that God is faithful. And I know that he's loving. And I know that he is always good. In every circumstance, he is good. If you're thankful today, we're going to give you an opportunity. I know I'm thankful. My wife and I this morning, we're even praying what we're going to give today because we are so thankful. We are so blessed and we are so thankful. And we're going to give you an opportunity. Hannah's going to sing, but we're going to give you an opportunity to come up during the song. There's 3 baskets up here. And this is for a needs of the church. You guys have given. I got to say this as a pastor before the song starts. I got to say this. This is a very, very giving church. And I just want to say thank you. It's a thank you to God, God working in you. But, I mean, think about what this church has done. We just put in a parking lot, $205,000. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? Amen. Came from you guys. Sacrificial giving. We have this large church budget. We got schools we support. You guys give and you give and you give. But we're a little bit behind in our budget right now, and I know it's partly the economy, but we're going to give you an opportunity that you can give back a little bit. Just give, and I know he's given it all to you. We're just going to give a little back. As Hannah sings, will you bring a sacrificial offering to God? This is the sacrifice. This is what it said. This little offering envelope.
Send some rain. Would you send some rain? Because the earth is dry and needs to drink again. And the sun is high and we are sinking. You send a cloud, thunder long and loud. Let the sky grow black and send some mercy down. Surely you can see that we are thirsty and afraid. today. Maybe you'll provide in other ways. And if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned in how to thirst for you, how to bless the very sun that warms our face if you never send us rain. Daily bread, give us daily bread. Bless our bodies, keep our children fed. Fill our cups, then fill them up again tonight. Wrap us up and warm us through, tucked away beneath our sturdy roofs. Let us slumber safe from danger's view this time. Give thanks to you with gratitude, a lesson learned to hunger after you, that a starry sky offers a better view if no roof is overhead, and if we never taste that bread. Jesus, grant us peace. Move our hearts to hear a single beat between alibis and enemies tonight. Or maybe not, not today. Peace might be another world away, and if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned in how to trust in you, that we are blessed beyond what we could ever dream in abundance or in need. And if you never grant us peace, but Jesus will.
Y'all stand with me. Aren't you glad you were here today? Yes. I want you to take your hand and just reach out to the person next to you, maybe a hand or a shoulder. Let's touch each other, the family of God. Hey, Caleb. Come on. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you. Our hearts are full of gratitude. You have been such an amazing, loving, merciful, faithful, good God. And Lord, we are just expressing to you. And we just want this to be like a concert, like a choir of praise and thanksgiving before you today. Hear our hearts, Lord. Thank you for blessing. And Lord, may we walk out of here today just more determined to be people of praise and thanksgiving, people of joy. When people around us, they know there's something different about us. God bless us. Thanks again for being here with us today and being our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.